Well, in August 2006, a ship arrived at a port in Abidjan, a ship chartered by Trafigura, and unloaded this chemical waste. A local company took the waste from the ship and then dumped it at various sites around the city. 16 trucks set out across the night and just fly-tipped 500 tons of waste at various locations, basically wherever they could, industrial areas and suburban areas, next to a prison, in open drains.
And you went to Abidjan last year, Zan, and met some of the victims. What did they say about it?
Well, they described the initial reaction. It was a real time of panic in Abidjan. Nearly 100,000 people sought hospital treatment. They all described similar sensations, a noxious onion smell hovering over the city, particularly in the areas where the waste was dumped, noses running, a burning sensation, headaches, stomach aches. Many of them had to take time off work, some of them quite a lot of time off work. Some actually had to move out of their houses.
And some of the toxic waste still hasn't been cleaned up.
Yeah, that's right. Most of it was moved from the original sites and some of it shipped abroad. But I went to one village where less than a kilometer from the village, there were still huge sacks of waste behind a sort of barbed wire fence and skull and crossbone sign. And villagers were certainly very concerned that it was still there. And quite a few of the victims that I met said they were still feeling effects to this day, runny noses, headaches, and they say when it rains in particular, and the soil washes away, they get the same sensations as when the waste was originally dumped. Proving that all these things are directly tied to the waste is difficult, but many people had similar stories.